This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. My brothers and sisters, welcome to our fifth session of the series Focus on Surah Al-Falaq and Surah An-Nas. Walhamdulillah, Allah Rabbul Izzah is extremely, extremely merciful on us that He has guided us to ponder, reflect and enlighten our lives with the learnings of Islam. Walhamdulillah. My brothers and sisters, as we have explored the areas beginning from the belief in Surah Al-Falaq, we talked about how important it is to recite Surah Al-Falaq in a proper and a correct manner. We also dwelled into a subject on the reflection of Surah Al-Falaq in detail. And alhamdulillah, in the last session, we talked about how we can, protect ourselves from this great surah of the glorious Quran. This is the last session of Surah Al-Falaq, and then we'll begin with Surah An-Nas. In this session, inshallah, we will limit our focus on how we can actually share the message of Surah Al-Falaq. My brothers and sisters, as we mentioned, the main theme of this surah is, number one, it taught us to seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from all evils of the creation. And number two, it also talks about the existence of black magic, witchcraft, evil eye, etc., and their remedy. So, primarily, it is important for us to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He begins this surah with the word Qul, which means say. And this is an indication that we need to tell people about this surah, about the message of this surah, about the beauties of this surah, about the essence of this surah. And what do we have to tell? Allah Almighty, He says, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. Say, I seek refuge with Allah, the Lord of the daybreak. Now, this is important for us, my brothers and sisters, that we tell people about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We tell people that they need to take refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the Lord of the daybreak, who is the Lord of everything, who is the one through whom every creation rushes with absolute love, respect, adoration and worship. So we should not be left alone. We, the human race, need to understand that our refuge is only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the message that we need to tell our own family members, our own society, our own relatives, our own friends, to tell them, say, I seek refuge with Allah, the Lord of the daybreak. So this clearly outlines the importance of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the importance of trusting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the importance of relying on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so much so that we do not find, we do not know, we do not go to anyone except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the important reminder that we need to give ourselves and others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, to remind people, for indeed reminder benefits the believers. So my brothers and sisters, we need to share the fundamental message from this surah, which begins with قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. Say, I seek refuge with Allah, the Lord of the daybreak. So it is recommended, my brothers and sisters, to ourselves to seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evils of the creation, and tell people, tell your family members, your spouses, your children, your parents, your siblings, your relatives, your friends, tell them that they need to seek refuge continuously with Allah from the evils of the creation. Because you know what? We all know that we are, you know, being tempted around the world. We are so much exposed to the fascination that is there which invites our attention. Most of the times it comes from the evil sources. So we need to ensure that we obviously take this message in our lives and also tell the people, beginning from our own family members, that we need to continuously seek refuge with Allah from the evils of the creation. Because there is no way that you can combat shaitan without believing, without trusting, without going into the refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the reason every single time we start the Quran, we say A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. We secure ourselves. We go in that mode of comfort, in that mode of, you know, protection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the shaitan, the accursed one. So my brothers and sisters, we need to take the message to the people out there and tell them, you know what, for you to seek refuge is no one except the one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For you to seek protection, for you to seek the courage, for you to seek the blessings, for you to seek any kind of safeguard from any kind of evil, go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he used to seek refuge with Allah by reciting this surah, subhanallah. So we cannot be just left alone. So that's the first message that we need to share with the people. Now secondly, Allah Rabbul Izzah, he says furthermore, from what else that we need to take refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, min sharri ma khalaq, from the evil of whatever Allah has created. So there is evil that is created, you know, in the world today. And you might perhaps, you know, ask this question, or you might get this question in your mind, that why do we have the evil? Well, for the simple reason for evil to exist is that there will be no test without evil. Subhanallah. And Allah Rabbul Izzah, he says very clearly, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. We have created life and death so that we may test you in order to see who is in best of conduct. So if there is complete goodness in this world, then there will be no test. If there is complete evil in this world, then there will be no test. There must be the existence of good and evil in order to keep the test going, right? So this is the verse, my brothers and sisters, that enjoins the believers to seek refuge with Allah from the evils of other human beings, jinns, animals, and the rest of the creation. Subhanallah. When you have recited this particular surah, min sharri ma khalaq, it involves and it includes every other creature, be it human beings, jinns, animals, and the rest of the creation. Whatever, you know, the evil that is created, we secure ourselves with the refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my brothers and sisters, this is really important that we need to tell people out there to take Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on your side, right? You go to the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seek refuge in Allah from whatever evil. There is no force. There is no power. There is no weapon. There is nothing that can actually protect you if Allah does not will it. You know, if Allah wills, then it will obviously, protect you. But then the greatest way to ensure that you seek protection is the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to come back and seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evils of everything that is created. Number three, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then also talks about from what else that we need to seek refuge in Him. وَمِن شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبْ. There are two things that Allah Rabbul Izzah, He talks about. وَمِن شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ. Number one, إِذَا وَقَبْ. غَاسِق and وَقَبْ. There are two things that Allah talks about in this ayah of Suratul Falaq, that we need to take ourselves, refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, وَمِن شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبْ. And from the evil of the darkening night, right? From the evil of the darkening night, as it comes with its darkness. So, in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advises the believers to seek refuge with Allah from the evils that take place in the darkness of night. You know, when many evil souls and harmful creatures disperse in the land. So we take refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of the darkness and the darkening night. So that is really important for us, and that's the reason we know and we have learnt already that we need to recite this surah every morning and the evening in order for us to be protected throughout the day and throughout the night. And this is the message that we need to tell people. People, they don't know. Subhanallah, my brothers and sisters, remember, if Allah has guided you, you just can't sit alone and think that you are going to carry on this goodness and be selfish. No. We need to ensure that we need to protect people. We need to ensure that we guide people. We need to ensure that we share the message, the beautiful and the powerful message. Imagine, my brothers and sisters, if your spouse doesn't know about this, how will they be able to protect themselves? If your parents do not know about the meanings of it, perhaps they might have been, reciting the surah, ever since the childhood, but they don't know what it means. They don't know how powerful it is. They don't know how important for us to seek refuge in Allah and how important for us to seek protection through these ayat of the surah. Right? So we need to tell people, we need to advise them and explore them and tell them. Open, a practical way would be when you invite people to dinner, for example, in a dinner party, tell them, you know what, there's one message that I would like to share with all of you in just 5 minutes, that we need to ensure that we take protection from these two powerful mu'awadhatain, Suratul Falaq and Nas, and this is the message in it. Just share with them. And you see, subhanallah, when people start practicing, Allah will reward you without the reduction on their deeds. Subhanallah. And that is how Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam talks about, ballighu anni walau ayah. Propagate from me even if you know one ayah. And we are learning so many ayahs, subhanallah. So my brothers and sisters, we need to take this message, وَمِن شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبْ. And from the evil of the darkening night as it comes with its darkness. So we need to tell the believers, family, friends and relatives and everyone to seek refuge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the darkness and the dark night, subhanallah. Number four, Allah continues and He says, وَمِن شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ. And from the evil of those who practice witchcraft when they blow in the knots. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the believers to seek refuge with Him from all forms of what? Black magic, witchcraft, evil eye. My brothers and sisters, this is really important for us to understand and realize that there is the existence of evil eye, there is the existence of black magic, this happens. And subhanallah, so many people are affected by it. What is the cure? What is the remedy? How will people be able to cure themselves properly in the right direction? Is through these ayat, is through these surahs of the Quran. Subhanallah, Allah has given the remedy, Allah has given the shifa, Allah has taught us the cure, the recipe, the prescription of the medicine from the sickness and the evil of all the things is the Quran. Subhanallah. So Allah Rabbul Izzah, He taught us again, وَمِن شَرٍ نَفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ, and from the evil of those who practice, number one, witchcraft, when they blow in the knots. So my brothers and sisters, this is a surah which protects us from the black magic, from witchcraft, and from evil eye. And that is the reason Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, he was also affected by the black magic. Subhanallah. We know the whole story and we talked about it in the previous sessions. So we need to ensure that we take again this beautiful message to our beloved ones. And the true love is reflected when we intend to give them cure prescribed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about very important thing. You know, Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says, وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَد, and from the evil of the envier when he or she envies. The envier is the one who wishes to see the removal of the blessings he sees in the envied. Meaning, you might have people around you in your life who sees a good that is there in your life, a blessing that Allah has given you in your life, and they intend that it should be removed. It should be out. For example, if you have got a good house, they don't want it to be there with you. They want it to be removed. That is hasad, you know. That is hasad, and does his utmost to have them removed. So the man is therefore in need of seeking refuge with Allah from his evil. Allahu Akbar. My brothers and sisters, hasad is something which can spoil and which can make people blinded. Wallahi, it will blind people because of the hasad. They might even kill people, and that's what, you know, the first murder on the face of the earth in the entire creation. What was the reason? Hasad. Habil and Qabil. What was the cause of the killing? The first human ever who killed, you know, because of the hasad, of the envy, jealousy. You know, and why did shaitan, he became shaitan? Subhanallah, this is hasad. He didn't want to bow down and prostrate Adam alayhi salam to be in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was envied about Adam alayhi salam, and he became adu. He became the enemy up until the last day. So my brothers and sisters, hasad is something which is really, really, you know, critical, and it is very, very sensitive thing. So we need to ensure that we must seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of these hasideen, from the evil of these people who jealous about our blessings, who are envied about our favors, who are, you know, who are burning in sight because of our bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. It might not be necessarily on the material things, it might be on the humans as well. For example, if a person does not say subhanallah, you are looking nice, and if they don't say barakallah or mashaallah, then there is an evil eye and there is a hasad that gets involved in it. minute, and that's really, really, you know, kills person internally. And that is the reason it also shows us the urgent need of seeking refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the ultimate protector of everything. My brothers and sisters, this invites our attention how important Tawheed, the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, is important. To believe in Him as the one and only Allah, the Lord of the worlds, to believe in His powerful and beautiful, you know, names and attributes, to believe in his existence, to believe that He is the ultimate protector, to believe that He is divine, He is the only one whom we can actually go back and seek refuge with. It is the only one whom we seek certain help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, it is the need that we need to share this beautiful surah, the message of this beautiful surah, the essence of this beautiful surah, the theme of this beautiful surah to the people, beginning from our own family members, with an extension to our neighbors, our relatives, our, you know, friends and beyond. And that's how we can actually fulfill the haqq of this surah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.